All right, we are plugged in for the Crass Files podcast with Adam on Wednesday, the 10th of January, 2024. How did we suddenly appear here? I do not know. You know, thinking back all through the years, I never would have thought that I would end up in 2024. Seems like we're in a science fiction movie. Guess what? We are in a science fiction fucking movie.
We're in something.
And we cover simulation. Well, we'll talk about that a little bit. Okay. The simulation effect. Yeah, it is weird. I'm starting to sort of get a bit creeped out as to where I might be. I don't know. None of us really know. But anyway, we're continuing. This is the first podcast with a guest for 2024. So Jason Woodforth, plugging back in with me for the first podcast. I've been doing the Nightwatch podcast for the Crass Files members over on Buy Me a Coffee. But this is the first podcast since we chatted with Dawn Lester about breaking down the fake virus nonsense on the last podcast, heading out of December 2023. And that's doing really well, breaking all that down. So this is the first podcast with a guest, Jason, up in Brisbane. I'm here in Sydney, Australia. So great to have Jason on for another year of podcasting now. Jason usually jumps on whenever, and I have had a little bit of free time today, and he's there, and so we're jumping on. Nothing planned. We're just gonna go and do whatever. Yeah, as we do. So there's absolutely nothing planned with this podcasting.
But we got stuff. Don't you worry about that. We'll come up with stuff.
We've always got shit to talk about, and we just jump on. So it's amazing, and that's how we've always done it. It's a pretty organic approach. So you know, we do our best in real independent podcasting here on the ground, and just us here breaking down whatever is in front of us and whatever the hell we want to talk about. So no limits. So we do whatever we would like to, and that's what I like about doing this. So great to be back for another year, and I would say thanks to all the followers and listeners out there. Had some great traffic recently on the Crass Files website. It was a big couple of weeks heading into the new year, so it's been great. There's a lot of people just going on the website, which is why we built it, and it's great to see that traffic on there going through all the articles and bits and pieces. So please get over there, crassfiles.com, C-R-A-Z-Z. crassfiles.com, and have a look at the website and all the info going up. Get in the chat. If you just have a look at the top bar there where you've got categories and contact, you'll see chat. Click on that. It'll take you to a great chat room where you can put in whatever the hell you want. There's no really limits there. Just log in as a guest user and use that. Of course, we're on Telegram, Crass Files chat, but that's all connected to the website. And patching and cleaning things up last year, we decided to move the Crass Files members over to Buy Me a Coffee. It's just better. And it's been very, very good and more streamlined. And I'm over there doing lots and lots of podcasts for the Crass Files members almost every night that I'm not chatting with my guests like Jason. And it's been working out really well and much more powerful than doing it on the website, because that's just going through a basic WordPress plugin. This is a much better system. And so if you sign up for a membership there, you really help me to keep the website going and moving forward. I do this completely alone. So members help. And you sign up over there and you've got a great dashboard. You can change anything you want and have a look at all your payments. You can cancel whenever the hell you want. It's all up to the members now. So takes it off my hands a little bit and makes things more streamlined. And that has been working wonderfully last year. So we're going to keep that going. And so it's off the website, but click on one of the banners on the website. I've got no ads. I sell nothing. I don't do anything else. The only way to support this kind of media is to be a member. That's the only way. If you would like to, so check out that over on the website, crassfiles.com. The banners are up there now. And it's cost us a little bit to get all this up and running and the new website theme and everything last year, but everything seems to be going well. Always plenty to talk about, Jason. Is for sure. It is unbelievable. Last year was just, it was ridiculous. Like I had to have a break at some point. I just couldn't believe what we were seeing towards the end of last year and what was going on. And now this year, there's so much happening. It is an absolute classic. So this year, man, strap in, put your belts on, buckle up. It's going to be unbelievable year indeed, and we're going to have so much to talk about. I've got a million things just off the cuff, but where do you want to start? Where do you want to start?
I want to start with dicks.
Oh, no. Oh, you mean the dick keys?
Yes, yes, yes.
Welcome to Dick Island.
Yep. Now, this I don't know why this hasn't come about sooner, because Google View has been around for ages, but I got sent down at Cotlew Street, Southport. So if you type in Cotlew, Cotlew Street, Southport, you're going to come up with a set of dicks. Okay. Now the waterways, the water that it's a man-made set of streets, right? And each street has been designed in the shape of a penis. Now the classic here is I didn't pay attention to some of the names. One of the names of the street is the Point. That'd be the point of the penis. The Avenue. I don't know how you take the Avenue. This is the Avenue. You know, my penis is my Avenue. Then there's the Key. Well, the key to babies is through my penis. I mean, you can't make this shit up. One of my friends said, is there a school nearby? I'm like, you know what? I wouldn't put it past them, but I couldn't find one. And, you know, this set of dicks is decades, as far as I know, old. Like, when you zoom in, these aren't brand new houses. These have been around for a long, long time. And then you've got to think, do people really think about this when they develop things? Abso-frickin-lutely. Type in the Melbourne's Children's Base Hospital, Melbourne's Children's Hospital. It is in the shape, aerial view, in the shape of a Freemasonic compass. Okay, there's planning that goes into this. Now, I don't know whether or not this one with the dicks was just the developer taking the piss, pardon the pun, but the Freemasonic compass for the Children's Hospital, that was definitely Masonic. This here, like I said before, this is probably just taking the piss, but this is funny as. You've got to type it in, people. You can't make this shit up.
What was the last fake COVID variant that meant dicks?
Oh, the penis
cocks
one. Yeah, penis.
What was it called?
Oh, man.
Oh, now I forget the... It wasn't Omicron. It was...
Hang on. I'll just type it. Hang on. COVID.
Oh, we were laughing about it. That they... In slang, in the urban dictionaries, it's penis and...
Hang on. Get this here. I've just typed in penis variant COVID.
You probably got Pornhub up.
Yeah, no.
Watch out. So, ASIO.
The first, it's come up with two things. Does COVID-19 shrink your penis and cause erectile ... I'll say dysfunction. Hang on. Here you go. They suggest that a lack of stretching of the penis because of erectile dysfunction is probably responsible for it becoming shorter. No, and the next one, COVID-19 symptoms and effect on male genitals. Although it's a rare side effect, it may affect overall sexual health and fertility. This condition is sometimes referred to as COVID penis.
There you go. Well, I think you said maybe a year ago or something that they'd start checking people's penises or injecting or doing swabs or something, you know?
Yeah. This is just... Oh, my goodness. Can COVID-19 can affect a penis tissue and could lead to erectile dysfunction? They, you know what? They just, hang on, COVID can indeed target the penis and testicles, either directly or indirectly. That is from McGill University. McGill University, COVID can indeed target the penis and testicles. Man, they haven't left almost any body part untouched in this plan. I say it again, plandemic bullshit. Oh, jeez.
That's right.
And when I say you can't make this shit up, remember they've done the shit thing too. They've done the feces in the waterways in the waterways anyway. They just haven't left anything off the table here. This is hilarious.
Yeah, I couldn't believe a little while ago in Australia, I think I sent it to you. It wasn't, I think it was just towards the end of last year, they're actually doing testing in the sewers again. Yeah, remember that?
They're still
testing the sewers, and it's like the article was just absolutely ridiculous. Because they're saying in the article that they've gone into the sewers in this place in Melbourne and they've boiled down exactly how many people have this variant in that community, like from samples from stormwater, poo water. And you're telling us in the Australian lamestream shit, scumbag, trader, corporate prostitute, ass-licking fucking media that you can tell me exactly how many people in a community have a fake variant that doesn't exist based on testing poo in stormwater pipes. And it's like, really? And then you read the articles and it's just so stupid. Anyway, I think that variant was Parola.
Oh, yes, it was. That sounds right, yeah.
If you look it up in Urban Dictionary, it means dick and balls, you know, and sausages and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying, Jason. We're going to go out in this. You're going to be just, like, hit with storms of sausages or dicks just flopping down on your car. You've got to get inside the car to escape it, you know?
And
dicks in the wind.
They're not testing in the sewers. They're just not. They're just saying that. It's ridiculous. Like you test... The tests they're doing, they did so many tens of thousands of tests a day. We do not have the labs. And if you look at apparently these tests, it takes a 24-hour cycle to test them. There is not enough lab space to do the 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 tests per day they were doing. It's just bullshit. They're just getting thrown out and you get a lucky number of results. That's all it is. All it is. Otherwise, send me proof. Send me motherfucking proof. Yeah, ain't going to happen.
They wouldn't want to do that.
No.
But as you said, and going back to the dick keys in Queensland, I mean, okay. I thought you were is that a joke? But it's confirmed. It's really confirmed. You've got to see these. What do people type in, Jason, to have a look at those? And they actually look like dicks flopping right and dicks flopping left.
They do.
And I was saying to you, a lot of the mums living on the island, maybe they're going to be, feeling very horny all the time, and they won't know why. And it's like, because you're living on a big dick.
Yeah, that's it. Oh man,
that's serious. What it is.
So just type in Kotlew, COT. LEW Kotlew Street, Southport, and just go aerial view, and it'll come up. It's Kotlew Street East, I'm pretty sure. But just hilarious, and it's there for all to see. It's like, and this is years. I'm just trying to find out when they were actually constructed these islands, because I think, like, I've lived just north of this area for 50 years, and I don't recall that sort of being that new. I'm thinking this is 20, 30 years old, that area. Yeah. So, yeah.
Jeepers, weepers.
So, mate, we'll move on from dicks and we'll move
Thank
on
God.
To being dicked around the mockery. So that I want to move on to...
We'll explain before you start there, Jason, that the dicks, we may seem crude to some of the listeners. We apologise for that, you know. But it's just, it's mockery. They're mocking us. That's the thing. We're making jokes off here. It's absolute mockery.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's move to the more of the mockery is the Japanese plane crash. Now, as someone pointed out on one of the podcasts that I listened to, is that they kept on showing the same footage on the news, which gave you no more information than what we were told. And it's like, for all the cameras out there, when you don't get footage back left, right, and center, you're going to say, you just keep showing us the same footage and it's not making sense. So the footage I saw, which was on the news, was someone who had their phone. They showed inside the cabin as people were leaving. But the thing is, no of the masks dropped down for oxygen. So no oxygen mask dropped down, right? And then when he ran out, as he walks out, he has the camera down watching his feet. What's your point of having it on your feet? you would be having that thing facing forwards. You wouldn't have it on your feet the whole entire time. You've got to question the media people. Have a look at the vision. Have a look at the footage. Have a look at the words of what they say. Say, well, that really doesn't make any sense. Have a look at the people that were on the tarmac. They didn't look in panic. They didn't look in panic whatsoever. This is a plane that could just blow. Also note, the wings didn't catch on fire. Now, apparently, there's fuel in the wings. Every plane crash I see, the wings are always intact or just broken up. There goes your myth about the A380 having so much fuel in the wings. There is no fuel in the wings. Do some research on how jet planes actually work. All right. That being said, they made a point of saying the five dead were between 27 and 56 years of age. I mean, this was in hours. Why do we really care specifically what they were before? Are they the ages between? So let's have a look at 27, 56. What's 2 and 7? 9. What's 5 and 6? 11. There's your 9/11 PSYOP, people.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's your 9/11 PSYOP to keep you in fear.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I was just about to say that. I've been discussing this a lot on the Night Watch podcast. We're going to see this intensify into 2024.
100%.
And how many did we have last year? And the PSYOPs and the Ukraine and the Israeli Hamas stuff and just all the things going on. It's really crazy. And just recently there's been this thing in Miami where they're saying there were aliens loose in a mall because of the police response. apparently there was like teenagers shooting off fireworks at a mall in Miami, and it got so out of control they had to call every police officer in the United States, even in the air, and they had this massive response, and people witnessed 6 or 8 foot beings walking around and all of this. But out of thousands and thousands of people running in panic and everything, nobody filmed it. So it's like this kind of weird stories coming out. I was just covering a few lately where there was another one from British Airways where a flight attendant, they shut the doors and they were doing the routine of the masks and what happens if the plane goes down and security and stuff. And she dropped dead in front of everybody. And that was apparently from a British Airways flight, just dropped dead, like in front of all the passengers on the flight. You know, you're getting a lot of this sort of weird stuff happening, and we're getting a lot of weird stories, you know, and as you said, fear-based mind control. And I've been discussing this a lot, the simulation theory, and that we could very well be living in an actual, to simplify it, a reflection of what we're thinking, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like being reflected back to us. So our reality is being shaped by what we feel and think and everything like that. And that's what we're seeing. We are being sort of fed all of this negative content and stuff and weird things. And as we see it and consume it, and we think this, and it goes out and it shapes the world around us. The mind is a powerful tool, you know, and I think that we have to look at this a lot more serious as to what's going on here, because 2024, if we look at it in particular, was just fear, and all this crazy news stories that they were feeding us, all this really cryptic, weird, scary, violent material. And you kind of look at it and think, nothing makes sense. The numbers are weird. Of it's really strange. So we would struggle to really believe in any of it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we would think, you know, is it just controlling us, you know, and we're constantly seeing this fearful content being shoved into our subconscious mindset. We'll probably bring up the new Obama film as well.
Well, hang on. Before you go on, because you very aptly, and I have got just literally, I did this on Saturday, a screenshot of this, was it a cartoon of, there's two cartoons. The first one says, what can we do to stop living in fear? Here's a person watching the idiot box, right? So he's sitting there watching his idiot box, and it says, what can we do to stop living in fear? Actually, the reporter says that. And the guy sitting in the armchair presses the button off. That's how you stop living in fear. Turn the motherfucking TV off, or at least understand that it's lies and go, I see what you're doing.
That's right. And we've been talking about this on the Night Watch podcast, that the so-called elites, if that's what you want to call them, these satanic worshipping, Freemasons, what they've always done is show us what they're doing in the content. And we know this. So this is the, these are sick people. And I do believe that this is a like a way they show us what they're going to do or what they've done or what's coming in the content, whether it be movies, big time movies, Netflix movies, cartoons, music industry, newspapers, magazines, whatever it is. They're constantly showing us a picture of what's being done, what has been done, what's being done right now, what could possibly be coming. And the population, this goes into our subconscious mindset and we take it up. In that way, we contract with this system because we don't consciously break it down or we're not aware of it. So we don't say anything. That means that we're contracting with them. But for these people, it could be a way, and I read an article out from Vigilant Citizen on this, that it's a way for them to release themselves of that karmic kind of bondage. That they're telling us what they're going to do. We watch it. We're entertained. We take it up in the subconscious mindset, but we don't do anything about it. So karmically, they've been released, really, of that. And so I believe that, you know, I think that that is, it really is that simple to just shut it off. Because it seems to me very much so that we are being induced, that we are being slowly drip-fed this content over our entire lives, and we're taking it up in our mindsets without really fully being consciously aware of it or realize how powerful this is. Mm-hmm. And this in turn is being projected out like a projector in our minds, and we're projecting this out. And I think if enough of us do this, and you're talking in your millions or billions, this is creating and shaping the very reality that we live in today. And it's really, if we're going to be honest about it, it's a negative reality. It really is. And that makes me sort of think, you know, and a lot of historians and people think this. I was going through an Alan Watts video on the Night Watch that he was saying this, not Alan Watts, cutting through the matrix, Alan Watts. He was saying this, that you have to have negative and you have to have positive, good and bad. You know, it's in the Star Wars movies, you know, the light and the dark side and the light side. And I think it's always that balance. But what if we ventured into that more negative side of things that would start to far outweigh the positive? The universe, if you want to call it that, would create chaos. We would see chaos around us. And I think that's what is starting to happen. You know, it's starting to tip. So I think we're doing this to ourselves. As we've always said with the COVID jabs, you did it to yourself. You were never forced.
No.
You were never forced. We did it to ourselves. We went in and we made that decision to roll up our sleeves and we got vaccinated. And it's always been this way. And I think we're being drip-fed this content over our lifetimes. And in turn, we are creating the reality that we see around us. And it's that simple. Change your mind. Change your view. Turn it off. I think we could have a quick effect if we got millions and millions of people to think like this. We would change things instantly. We're living in a matrix created by our own mindsets. I really do believe that now. And I think that's why they're feeding us this terrible content. It's always been that way. And it was part of George Orwell's 1984 model in his book as well. You know, every night we turn on the TV and we watch the news, it's this stuff. And it catches fire. And this is what people believe. It really is 150% complete total mind control in saying that, you know. It really is fascinating times to be alive. We're the problem. I really do think that. I don't see this system touching us, Jason. They don't lay a hand on it. They have to tell us what they're doing. So yeah, we do it. We do it, but karmically, if you look at it, you think these people must have a lot of karma. This is evil stuff. Maybe not. They're releasing them. They're relinquishing. It's like the big pharmaceutical companies. They said, you take these jabs and something happens to you, we're exempt. You're doing it. We're exempt.
Yeah.
Don't blame us if you get sick or you start to get sick in the next few years, you know. You did it. You watched it. You injected it. You took it. You believed it. So this is the problem. And I think if enough of us start to understand this problem, and this is how they've got away with it. We go into the movies, we turn the TV on, you know, you channel, you change the channels, you're watching content, you're being programmed, it's television. Hollywood casting a spell. All this stuff is doing it, so we believe it. And it's an amazing thing, because you'll get a cinema full of people and you might get one or two people going, shit, hang on, what's going on here? I'm being controlled. But the rest of the people guzzle the popcorn and the drinks and they go out of the movie. I have friends like this, and they just think it's entertainment. And I'm like, but didn't you see the deeper picture there? Didn't you see this? Nah. So they are not consciously aware of that content that's just been shoveled into their deep mindset.
Yeah.
They're going to carry that through their lives. That means you've contracted with the system. That's how I see it.
Well, and look, you got to go back to the Matrix movies, Adam. And, you know, most people, and unfortunately, it's not really the people that are listening to this, right? But most people are just happy to be plugged in the Matrix because they just, look, I don't care. Just let me be, I just want to just live my life. Well, you lived your life with 3 years of bullshit. You possibly lost your job. You possibly lost your business. You possibly lost a lot of things. You certainly lost a shitload of freedoms. And you're prepared for that. That's a nice life.
Don't forget health, mate. Don't forget your health, the most important thing ever.
You're freaking everything. I mean, you know, like, we're talking about health. I mean, they're allowing literally just a few companies worldwide to run your food system, which for the majority, when you think you're only meant to shop around the outside of the shop, yet the inside aisles represent the top 10 things you buy in the shop, right? When Coca-Cola literally is 5 out of the 10 top 10 sellers in a supermarket, it's probably even more, and then throw cigarettes in there as well, and if alcohol was sold with inside of those shops as well, it'd be in the top 10 as well. We are just feeding ourselves with crap and drinking ourselves with crap, and they love it. They love us sick. They just do. So
It's managing the herd, man, same as they do, you know? Like, it's the animal farm. It's managing the herd. It's just keeping you along, but it's not outright killing you. They're keeping you drugged up, dosed up, sick enough to keep working and continuing on each day. People get used to being sick. After a while or many years of just not feeling great, you start to think that is how that is normal, and that's normal. It's not. But so, a lot of people, they're just going along to get along. And they're living out their entire lives in this way. So it's like keeping the herd sick, dumbed down, hopelessly dependent on the system, and just weak enough, but not too weak, to be able to sort of think that they have some kind of freedom or live in a democracy. This is the herd. This is farming. This is farming people. This is real life farming of people in an open air prison. And people don't see it.
That's it. Well, Adam, if I move on, just on something you mentioned before, Netanyahu and the Gaza of all bullshit, is there's a Time cover magazine. I just can't find it. I thought I'd download it. There's a Time cover magazine from 2010 or 2013, somewhere along there, where there's Netanyahu on the Time cover and there's a Musk guy coming through on a glider. How they go across to Gaza? On gliders. 10 years earlier, there's a glider coming over, shooting at Netanyahu on a Time cover magazine. Come on, people. We're talking decades and decades of pre-planning. It's amazing. It's amazing that we'll do something today, they'll put it out, and then they'll enact it in 20 years' time.
That's right.
They play a slow game, and they love it.
Yeah, it's like watching a glacier move. It is so slow. This system has all the patience in the world. Yeah. And as I said, you could see it in a movie or on a magazine, and 10, 20 years later, there it is, poof. But it was always in your subconscious mind.
Yeah. So, Adam, you know how sometimes the normal human will find something out and they go, no, wait a week. You can't say anything for a week. And you just want to say it straight away. No, these sickos, these psychopaths are more than happy to tell you today, then put it under the bench and bring it back 10 years later, 20 years later. Oh, remember that? Oh, yeah, that's ready now. Yeah, they're like slow cooking everything, and they don't care about the slow cook. They love time. They love the time. Us, you and me, we want to tell it straight away. Now,
that's right.
Yeah, if I go, I'm going to go to some things I've screenshotted. Family desperate for answers after mum 33 mysteriously dies on Christmas. They love the 33s. Now, look, it could be a true story, but it just happens to be 33. What do we got here?
They're in the papers every day. So many of those stories, Everybody's 33 years old.
Yep. Hundreds and hundreds of power poles wiped out in wild Queensland storms. That was posted at 11:09. There's your 9:11. Whoops, get out of that. What else have we got? As I scroll down my screenshots, it's hilarious. People, you just got to just question everything. It's as simple as that. We had some wild weather here, like you've had. They really seem to be hitting us with the wild weather. And as mentioned earlier, I'm sure we said this before, they call the weather things that happen now events. Because what do when you put something on? You put on an event. So these weather things that happen are events now, because they're putting it on for you. It's a show. But then, Adam, you sent me the one today with we're in a weather district. I mean,
I've never heard that. Now it's weather districts.
District. I got to find out which district I'm in. This was last week. Weather forecasters were predicting a beautiful Christmas, but now it's expected to be cloudy, rainy, or cold in all but two cities. So, people, they can tell you right now it's going to be 2 degrees hotter in 100 years, right? 2 degrees hotter in 100 years. But last week they got it wrong. Just last week. They also get it wrong today, and they'll get it wrong tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day. I don't know whether working for the BOM, Bureau of Meteorology, is a good or bad thing in regards to satisfaction. Because, one, it doesn't matter if you get it wrong. Because why? The weather is unpredictable. They tell you that. It's unpredictable. So you go into your yearly review from your manager, and manager goes, mate, you got nothing right this year. And you go, oh, actually, I got that one right. He goes, oh, you did too. Well done on that. Just all the best for next year, and here's your $3,000 pay rise. That's it. You don't have to justify anything because the weather's unpredictable. And yet they can tell you what's going to be in 100 years' time, but they can't get fucking today right. Wake up. There is no climate change. It's climate bullshit is what it is.
Well, that's why they changed it to climate change, because the climate changes every day.
Yeah. And remember Senator Ann Bresnington back in 2011 or 2000, I think it's 2000, no, 2008, I think it was, did a, not an interview, but did a press, not press conference, oh shit, went to a meeting. She stood up there in front of everyone and said, climate change is on page 105 and 106, I think it was, from memory, of the United Nations Agenda 2130 document, where it says we will create a climate crisis, basically make it up. That's all they're doing. They just make shit up. And you guys, well, not you guys, the people that don't listen to this sort of podcast, that's what they believe. Remember, believe's got L-I-E in it, lie. And that's all they're doing to your peeps is lying. So I digress and I continue on with my hunt for my little screenshots. What do we got here? Oh, Rudy Giuliani files for bankruptcy after a $223 million defamation judgment. 223, what is that? The 322 in reverse is skull and bones. I wonder, oh, there's something, Adam. Let me just check this. Let's go to, is Rudy Giuliani a skull and bones member? Boom. Doesn't say. But it would not surprise me if he was, because remembering that Joe Biden got his first jab at exactly 3:22 p.m. as the clock hit, boom, and he's a skull and bones member. I don't even know.
It's not easy for us here on the ground, folks, in real independent media. We don't have the big fancy studios. I
can't remember. It was only 2 minutes. Rudy Giuliani. I was just trying to see whether or not he was a skull and bones member, because the 223, which is a 322 in reverse, very interesting. But I digress and go on. Let me try and find some other screenshots as I scroll down. There's not too much. Look, end of the day, people, just keep questioning everything. Just see whether things make sense or not. And if you say that, oh, you know, it's got to be true. No. Really have a look at the story. Don't read the headline. Read the story and go, does that make sense? Okay, because there's a good chance it's not going to. Now, meantime, make sure that, because I've got a few other things in the wind that I'm working on, like I've been saying all the time, and I've progressed massively on a couple of new ventures I'm doing. So, you know, keep an eye on them, but at the same time, you know, obviously have the fun and get the stuff done. Oh, here you go. We've got this Higgins, you know, Brittany Higgins in the news for the rape charge at federal parliament. She reveals a $1.9 million government settlement. I mean, of all numbers, 1.9. And oh my God, I just looked at the clock on my phone. It's 1.19. Yeah, turn it up. 2.9/11s at the same time. 2.9. Come on, you can't make shit up. What's
organic? I think a lot of. Yeah, I think there's a lot. It's hard to know what's real and what to take note of. I just cover everything I can, and I mock it and break it down, and I bring up stuff I think is unique. But I think a lot of this stuff you see in the government, and you know, when the media pump out stuff too much, that yes, like with the Epstein thing, you know, the mainstream media have taken this up too much with these files. And so I think we're sort of living this soap opera kind of theme, you know, where they're keeping us, dumbed down, stupefied with this nonsense, because they tell you in the numbers. That's how they tell you. But the Epstein thing, I think, is real. I think absolutely he was a Mossad agent, you know, like Israeli intelligence. And he was flying these important people around and going to the island and everything, and they were compromising them and filming it. So then they've got leverage over them. It's an Israeli, you know, tactic they've done for a long time. They've got you, you know, you get wined and dined and taken to this island or on the plane, and they bring these young kids out or whatever, and then they film you behind the walls or whatever, you know. And that's why all these public figures and companies and high-ranking people and stuff and countries and presidents and prime ministers are in the pocket of Israel, and they never go against them, because I do believe they're all compromised. But with these files, the judges have they've sealed all the important stuff up. All they've done is release Bill Clinton and names. We already know that, so we haven't really learned anything. And the alternative media have pumped this out the same as the mainstream media, and I'm like, you know what, we're not learning anything. We know Bill Gates, we know about all these people. They've released a few names, a couple of, like, you know, David Copperfield and a few of these, but really, you know, the people are so dumbed down, I don't think they're gonna care, mate. We're not learning the real nature of this, which is ghastly. Believe me, it's evil. We're not gonna know it. They're gonna lock it up just like they did in Australia. They locked all the names of these pedophiles up, and we're never going to find. Same with Port Arthur. This is all under John Howard. They locked it all up, and we're never going to get these names, because that's the kind of world we live in. And this world is controlled by them. And you're never going to win. You're never going to win. The only way we win is if all of us, billions of us, wake the fuck up right now, and we go in there and we change shit. We go down and we storm them and we take them out. That's it. We move them out of there. I'm not calling for violence. We don't need to do that when there's enough of us. But people are too dumbed down, mate. They'll never do it. The system knows that sheep will always be sheep. And I think that it just appears that we're gaining ground now, because the people who are awake are just getting louder. I do believe that. I think the sheep will always be sheep. And you'll never, ever wake them up, mate. You'll never wake them up. I just don't believe that we'll ever beat this system. And I'm not being negative. We need to change it, you know, personal sort of stuff. In our communities, we need to do this. Because, you know, I just look around me and people are too dumb, mate. Not our listeners and people we associate. I'm just saying the general masses, they're dumber than ever. They're dumber than ever. You know, they're not getting it. And I don't think they care about Epstein. They don't even know what it is.
No. Well, you know, Adam, I'm so tempted.
This is the year of honesty, and I'm being fucking honest. Sorry, folks.
Well, Adam, I'm so tempted to put on my own Facebook page, like, okay, of all my friends, who knows about the certain, this blah, 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 like secret society, Skull and Bones, CFR, all these things, All Roads Lead to Rome, the Grey Pope, the Black Pope, and just say, who knows what about these? Because essentially, most will say, I don't know anything, and a lot will say, I don't give a fuck. And that's the problem, is that we're going to get to a point where it's going to be, now I give a fuck, what do I do? Well, mate, you're going to have a big set of balls right now, because we've got to go to the big people's table, have a really quick conversation about what's got to happen, and urgently. When I say urgently, this split damn second. Because when they do something to us, they do it, and before you know it, you're not prepared. Who was prepared for the lockdowns of COVID? No one. Well, I was, but next to no one. And what's coming next, are you going to be prepared? Probably your listeners are, but outside your listeners, probably not. Simple as that. And when I say your listeners and outside of that, I think anyone listening to a Truth of Channel, whether it be yours, say a David Icke, a Zach, et cetera, they're probably going to be ready. But we are in the minority, the minority. So, fun times to come. I mean, seriously, 2024 in gematria, if you add up the 20 and the 24 is 44. And in 44 in gematria also equals kill. And this makes sense for it to be the killing year, because 2025 via the website Deagle, which has pulled down the information, just like the WEF has pulled down that you will live in 2030, you'll own nothing and be happier. All right, just explain to me how you could own nothing and be happier. Maybe, well, they mind control you, probably will be happier. But otherwise, you've done all this work to own nothing. Does this make sense?
You've been running up this hill the whole time for nothing.
Yeah, for nothing. So these people are putting this out there, and they're putting it out there for a reason. But sorry, going back, sorry, Adam, I digress, is 2025, they've pulled down the information of where Australia will have just 15 million people. We're currently at 26. All right. We got 11 million. They're probably going to drop dead this year. Okay. And I think it's going to happen en masse. And I think for mine, it's going to happen throughout the winter, because it just hasn't ramped up yet. But if that happens in that way, we're talking tens of thousands of deaths per day.
That's what I've been saying, and I stick to it. The vaccines trigger the real pandemic, but the real pandemic doesn't have anything to do with the virus. It's what you've been injected with. And I do believe this. I think the pandemic is living inside people. It's a storm. And it wouldn't take much belief, really, just to think they could target cities and they could pulse, turn something on and make people really fucking sick. And I mean like those 28 Days Later movies. They could make people crazy sick, man. And if this happens, it will appear like a new virus has hit us. And they could kill a lot of people quickly based on the technology that's already been injected into people and whatever they're going to point at us and pulse. It's a simple idea. The real pandemic is because of the jabs. It's always been that way.
Adam, on average, about 1,000 Aussies die a day. You've just got to put in the number of the population divided by the average age of 70 divided by, it's about 1,000 people a day, right? It's about 220,000 people die worldwide a day. And if you go for 200 days to get rid of 11 million people, that's 55,000 a day, up from just 1,000. I think we'll start to notice that. Maybe not in the beginning. I think maybe 2 or 3 weeks in, it'll be like, holy shit, what is going on here? But at the moment, like I have a friend who firsthand knows of her girlfriend whose husband just dropped dead in the kitchen 2 years ago, just dropped dead, 36 years of age, fit, healthy, boom, gone. So and jabbed. So, we wait to see what 2024 is going to bring. I think it's going to bring a bit of hell on earth. And you might go, oh, that's just, fear mongering, or that's just being negative. Well, what was the last fucking 3 years of COVID? That wasn't fucking fear mongering from the press, from the WEF, from the WHO. And they got away with locking us down. They locked us down like slaves, like peasants,
They've forgotten. I got this from Substack. It was sent through, And there's a video too, says Australia is building the world's largest sudden cardiac arrest registry. News Australia Channel 9 to solve the mystery of COVID-19 mRNA vaccine sudden cardiac arrest deaths.
At 11 million versus 26 million, if this does come to fruition for 2025, it literally is what, one in three, it's actually probably a bit more than that, one in three people you know will be dead.
I already know people who are my age and having cardiac arrest.
Yeah. And Adam, we got a guy in the gym, massive unit. I think I spoke about this on one of the previous podcasts, but you know, 110 kilos of hulking muscle. He goes, oh, mate, I've lost 10 kilos of hulking muscle. And we go, how'd you do that? He goes, well, I've got the jab, I've got myocarditis, and I can't train hard anymore. And he said, even worse is my son, 15 years of age, has been banned from playing football for the rest of his life due to the jab and the myocarditis. I got a friend of mine who's, Leon, man, he's an absolute amazing human being. His wife, the doctors told her straight out, this was 2 years ago, that she's got heart problems due to the jab.
It's just... So this is leading into 24. So imagine where this is going to go.
Mate, like I said, if 2025 Deagle predictions are right, Australia, you're about to cop it big time. America, now here's the interesting thing. America's Deagle thing had 50, of all numbers, 56 million in 2025, but it was changed to 100 million. Now, if they go to 100 million, you're talking 250 million deaths. Right, if this is going to be true, 250 million, let me just do some math, divided by, just go 365 days, that's 684,000 deaths a day, right? That's over a year. Imagine if that just starts happening in the next few months and just for the rest of the year. That's going to be a million deaths a day.
That's okay. Yeah. That's all right. At least it's saving the files.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's okay. You were talking about Deagle. Yeah, I was mentioning that anyway, and that was taken down, but we do have the original.
Yeah.
So this is going to be interesting, eh?
Indeed.
God help people who got those jabs, mate.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. We have to look after ourselves and our families, and we have to survive too, but I don't know what to tell them. But it's starting to hit home. I'm seeing it more and more. Whereas, you know, maybe last year people were like, what are you talking about, you know? But now it's, yeah, definitely. And here they are in Australia building this massive cardiac arrest. It's on the news. It's massive here in Australia. It's happening all over the place. So people were fine, mate. People were fine. They've gone along for a year or so fine, completely healthy, not one issue. And then they're suddenly, as you said, they're dropping.
Yeah.
Or they're going into cardiac arrest or feeling funny. I'm seeing it. I'm talking to people. It's happening. I can't believe how many people are getting the stents in their hearts. It's like, what the hell? When did you ever hear about people just going in for stents all the time? It's crazy.
Indeed.
Anyway, I wanted to talk about the Obama film, but I'll let you watch that. Have you watched it?
Yeah, I've watched it. Look, in a nutshell, it's just predictive programming. The biggest thing being that there's a cyber attack coming. But you know what? That cyber attack could be 2038. Okay. COVID was decades in the planning. So was 9/11. And from 9/11, it took 19 years to get to COVID. And the cyber attacks could be 19 years away. And that's 2038 from 2019. So, They do predictive programming decades in
there's some crazy programming. I'll send you some articles on it that just show you in the images the 666s and all the weird stuff going on in the movie.
Please do.
But according to new research, because of these editing guys, they downloaded the film, and in the audio there's more files than there are supposed to be. And according to this information that I've put up on the Kras Files, if people want to read it, because I've put in extra videos, there's infrasonic and ultrasonic sounds coming from that film. Now, I can't confirm that, but it's a weird thing to look into anyway, if people are interested.
It's the vibration, Adam, the frequency or the vibration of that music.
Yeah, infrasonic.
Yeah.
I mean, this has been reported before. Where I remember reading articles on it where people were saying that your Apple phone is taking this infrared sort of photos every few seconds that you can't see. We know these windmills that are going around and all this technology, ultrasound, all this stuff. And I've just looked at recent articles where it's in the mainstream media where people all around the world now are complaining about some hum, some like weird hum that's getting in their heads and it's driving them mental. And the doctors are scrambling and the scientists are scrambling to try and find out what it is. Now we're hearing it from the Obama film. And we must remember they were messing around like this in the 70s and stuff, weren't they? With Coca-Cola, they were subliminal stuff, flashing it at the movies.
Yeah.
It's very interesting that they're putting this infrasonic, ultrasonic kind of, waves in these films that could be directly affecting people's moods and the way that they act who are watching these movies. And so they're definitely testing, I think. And I think that this technology may very well be a part of all movies and content we see in the future. They're definitely testing. They're testing with everything. And so this is a very weird film in that regard. If anyone wants to watch that, you can go to crazfiles.com and have a look. It's the latest article up. It's from Janice Barcelo's work. And she's put the original videos in there, which are being censored. And you can watch the other one I put in there as well about the weird files that came with this movie. So we seem to have different sound coming out that you might not perceive. There's some kind of hardware that's been downloaded into people who have got these jabs. We know that now. And we know it has been confirmed that people have this software, this technology in them. And that it's nanotechnology and it is self-assembling in people's bodies right now. It's basically building its way out. And so this is transhumanism. This is something very strange going on here and very strange stuff going to come out, Jason, in the content this year in the movies. I think I did send you the latest Kylie Minogue album. That is just in your face because normally they're really subtle about it. And this is a full on Illuminati cover with a 666 hand signal, the one eye, everything. So they're very bold now in their content. They used to hide it a bit more, but we're seeing them get very bold now. Maybe they think that that's where the people are at. They're just ready to be taken over, because they're just not seeing it.
And Adam, just on the Obama film, is that they also have the T-shirt where one of the kids wears a NASA shirt and the other kid wears the Obey. Okay, the NASA is just to keep you locked into the NASA bullshit lie, and the Obey is to make sure you obey. And, like, Adam, I don't know why, but on my Facebook feed, I am getting that many pictures of the galaxies in the distance, and right now in front of me is a picture of Mars. You look at this thing and go, that's not a picture of Mars. That is just Photoshop. That is just – you've created that. I mean, people, these galaxies, they're taken with the Hubble telescope, whatever. It's just all bullshit. All right. None of that technology is available on Earth. You struggle getting friggin' cell reception here on Earth, but we can get clear images from Mars? Come on, wake the fuck up.
Oh, yeah, and the rover thing that's been roving in space for how many years, decades?
Seriously, so they've had the rover up there for 10 years. I tell you what, people, and you go, oh, well, it's fucking solar. You reckon? Well, how about you get something down here on Earth and do the same motherfucking thing, which has never been done, but we can do it on Mars.
Come on, folks. How is that thing out there in deep space roaming around for a decade? Sending back images and information. It's so what we do know is we're being lied to. If you have a look at the moon landing spaceship they had, and you can see it's like got tarps or something there. It's ridiculous. That didn't go to the moon. And so, yeah, we're being lied to about where we are and what's out there. We know that. So that means we don't know where we are. We don't know where we are and we can't call it. We just know we're being lied to. So think about that as we move forward, buddy.
Indeed. Well, mate, great good chat stuff. As usual. This is a good one. I liked it. Enjoyed.
Good stuff. Yeah. I'll put it up as soon as I can tonight and we'll plug out. But we covered some good ground and there's going to be a lot to cover this year.
Indeed.
That's not even saying it. It's going to be so bizarre. so bizarre. I mean, I just, yeah, that's it, mate. We just move forward and keep aware and keep covering it. Do the best we can. Just stay aware. Awareness is the key. When you're aware of this system, it can't touch you. It can't touch you. It's really crazy. You're just aware of it. It just looks silly. And so, good chatting with you, mate. And I'll get this through to you a bit later. Have a good rest of your day. And we'll plug out for the podcast now. And I'll piece all this together. I've got three files.
Excellent. Well, peace out, peeps.